Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw Megan 2.0, directed by Gerard Johnstone, starring Allison Williams, Violet McGraw, and some killer robots. Join us on the spoiler-filled car ride home. Well, I already hit start, so you can just sweat for a little bit.
You're just going to hear a lot of air noise.
I'm in Tina! A sweatshirt. Turn the air down.
No, it's hot.
I'm in a sweatshirt. Turn the air down. I don't know how.
Fine. Turn. There you go.
Okay. Now bring that enthusiasm right back.
Tina!
Your most anticipated movie of the summer.
Oh, my word. What did we see, Tina?
You know, I was thinking about this. They're clicking on the episodes. They know what we're seeing.
Who? Oh. The audience?
Yeah.
Oh. What do you do? What did we see, Tina?
Do you know what it's called?
No, I have no idea, actually.
What?
I don't know what its actual title is. But I'm asking you.
We saw Megan 2.0.
Well, they really worked on the title, didn't they?
I think it's cute.
That's
what?
It?
What do you want to name it?
Oh, the title is
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. What would you name that? 2.0 is cute.
Hey, I'm not a writer here, so don't ask
me.
Oh
my gosh. I'm
content. Just a father of a critic.
Oh my god. Okay, so you enjoyed yourself.
Oh my word, did I enjoy myself. Lock this baby up. Summer's over. There are no more movies coming after this. I'm coming in hot, Tina.
You came out of the bathroom enthusiastic. My goodness, you loved the first one.
The first one was a amusing, I would assume, relatively inexpensive movie mm-hmm. to make that didn't think of itself as anything.
Okay.
And then whoever took that kernel of an idea and a story, we're supposed to give a background too, and turned it into this cinematic masterpiece.
This is crazy. I liked it, but I'm not going to be raving about it.
No?
It's too long.
Oh, no,
it's
not at all.
It's 2 hours.
That is perfectly fine. All right, what's the storyline?
Megan's a robot in the first one. She tries to kill everybody except the little girl that she's paired to. But now the government in number two has taken her programming and have created like a
way to
soldier.
Sell it, Tina. You are not getting this movie green.
Because that doesn't matter. Because
it doesn't.
That does not
it's true.
Matter.
The story
at
does
all.
Not matter.
It's Megan's personality and her interactions with the aunt and the girl.
Who
are
was?
Great.
I don't think the writer for this one was the same as the other one.
This one was far funnier.
Oh, and so much more grander. Grander?
Yeah.
Larger?
Yeah.
More impressive?
Grandiose.
Grandiose.
But Megan.
The license plate. Sure.
I'm going to say something that's going to blow your mind. This is tanking at the box office.
What?
People hate it.
This is a throwback to whoever wrote this has a deep knowledge and history of technology, movies, and like the 70s dystopian computers and things were going to take over the world storylines. This is really what Skynet should have been. This really should have been... what's Skynet called? Sorry, I'm blanking.
Terminator.
This is the beginning of the whole Terminator series.
She's the best superhero I've ever seen.
She is phenomenal.
But, I mean...
It had comedy. Did you catch all the references to all old sci-fi in it as well?
No, probably not.
Oh.
Like what?
Did you notice when Megan took over the Ferrari-like car?
Okay.
Nothing? That didn't notice anything there? I guess why would you?
It was orange.
No. When the car turned on, the little audio clip they played. So if you ever interview the audio person of this one, I really want to know. They played the sound clip of Hasselhoff. What's his name?
David
Hasselhoff before Baywatch, maybe, I guess it was, yeah, before Baywatch, when he played in Knight Rider, the sound effect was Kit, the automated car that turned on. They played a little bit of Kit sound in there.
So this movie was made for 60-year-old sci-fi guys. That's what you're telling me.
Was it also not a story of Frankenstein? Did you not see that? The doctor who created Frankenstein, that was her?
That is the doctor.
Right.
Frankenstein is the doctor. Frankenstein oh, that is true.
Frankenstein's monster, right. Yeah. So she, what's her name, Jen in this movie?
Gemma.
She was Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And this is her monster that now comes back and saves humanity.
Yeah.
This was like all the other 70s. I love this movie. Like all the other 70s dystopian what's going to happen in the future kind of movies, but with a happy ending. So it had everything I needed.
Well, there you go. Case closed. End of the day.
Come on.
I liked it.
No, but there's more here. There's a lot more here as a film critic. You don't know your sci-fi world.
I don't. I did start watching The Running Man the other day.
The Running Man is also another one of those.
You know they're remaking The Running Man?
No, they don't need to remake that. This was an intelligent and new take on that 70s kind of genre.
Okay.
The whole, what's his name? Charlton Heston with The Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
And Planet of the Apes. All those kind of movies. Whoever wrote this is a student of that. And if they don't know anything about it, then that's even more amazing.
Okay. Do you know who Gemma, her dad is in real life?
Gemma.
Main girl? Or the adult who created
No, no thing? Idea.
No?
No.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Brian Williams.
Beach Boys?
No.
No.
The
oh,
news
wait, the
anchor.
News guy, the news. Wait, what's the Beach Boys guy's name?
Wilson.
Brian Wilson. That's Brian Wilson's daughter? I really liked her a lot.
She's great.
I gotta figure, when she signed on for Megan 1, it was just like, oh, all right, fine, I'll take this.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's how everybody probably felt.
She would never think she would turn into an action star in this movie. Was she not an action star?
Yeah, she had a good little action sequence. I didn't think that you were going to walk out of this loving it.
Oh.
I thought you'd like it. I didn't think you'd love it.
Love it.
And say that it has roots in... Oh, look at that piece of furniture. Crazy.
Okay.
75. I mean, look, I liked it. It feels like a very hopeful look at artificial intelligence.
Very much so.
We're not...
They could have gone the easy way and just made AI
evil?
The evil and the no redeeming qualities.
No, because
qualities.
People like Megan. The
oh,
robot.
Yes.
So you couldn't...
But Megan was a lot darker in the first one.
She was.
This one, she... This is actually, again, Terminator, when Schwarzenegger in one of the later ones comes back and wants to save Connor. John Connor. You don't remember that?
I've never seen Terminator.
Oh, Tina, this is
oh
why
God,
this
you
doesn't
just
resonate.
Swerved the car.
I did. Involuntary jerk of the wheel on that one. This is why your education
Look,
is lacking.
I've seen the Terminator show at Universal Studios.
No, this.
It's
oh my gosh.
Cool.
We're going to have to watch a
I've
whole
also,
genre of science fiction so you can
I've
get up to speed.
I've also seen when they did the new Terminator.
No, but you have to understand the origins.
Davis. I mean, look, I get it. I understand it. I get what we're doing here.
This is basically, this is an elevated Saturday afternoon matinee kind of movie I grew up watching on TV.
Yeah, and I'm mostly...
But this was smartly written, really smartly
written.
It was
funny. And I think the comedic timing between the Megan and...
Who was the voice actor for Megan?
I don't know. I also really
she
liked
was really good.
The woman who played Amelia, the
yes,
new robot.
Yes, who was she?
She looked like one of the Olsen siblings.
She did look like an Olsen sibling.
She looked like Elizabeth Olsen. I was like, Elizabeth Olsen's not
she
doing
had
this,
like
but...
a Slavic name of some sort. I saw the name go by at the end.
Oh. She had a bit of an accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was really good, too.
She was great. My only complaint is that it needed to shave like 30 minutes off.
Mm. Did you know the evil guy was evil?
Yeah.
That was obvious, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Okay, so I didn't look, but I wanted to look back at my Letterboxd review of the first one because I feel like my review was just that Gemma's a lesbian. And I was like, that's why they keep making this joke that he's not her type. I was like, this girl's a lesbian, and nobody...
Mm.
You get the vibe.
Okay.
You can't get the vibe.
You're a much better judge of that than
Thank
I am.
You. Did you write the girl, Katie?
Yes, I liked her too. Was she the same one? Same girl?
Same girl, but you also saw her in a movie already this year.
Oh. No.
The Life of Chuck? Remember the girl roller skating?
Oh, what was The Life of Chuck about? I don't remember titles.
The Life of Chuck.
I don't remember the title of the movie we just got out of, let alone.
The Life of Chuck, you said, was the best movie of the year.
What was it about?
Oh my gosh. The Stephen King one.
Oh. I really have a short-term memory issue.
I am concerned, because that was not that long ago, and you loved it. Oh my gosh, you're breaking so dramatically.
Well, I didn't want to run the red light, Tina. Because then you'd complain that I ran the red light.
No, I've never complained.
Okay.
I think the reason that I liked it a lot, I think that it shouldn't be bombing at the box office. My problem with the first Megan was that it was not as campy as it should have been. And I think this one fulfilled my expectations.
The first one tried to be more horror.
Yes.
I'd say.
Yes.
This was not.
This was not.
This was sci-fi.
Okay.
This was.
I don't feel good about calling it sci-fi.
Why?
Comedy sci-fi? Because sci-fi.
Sci-fi can be funny.
I guess.
Very much so.
I'm just thinking like Blade Runner, you know?
No, okay, that's dystopian sci-fi.
You said dystopian.
It
at
has
some point.
Dystopian aspects to it, but I didn't mean it can't be funny.
I think it's a comedy first and then science fiction second.
Mm. Like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's a comedy.
But sci-fi.
No, I'm just calling that a straight comedy.
No.
Okay. Well, I agree to disagree. But that is what I didn't like about the first one is that it was like too... It was weird at times, but not like weird and fun enough. And I think this one was very weird and very fun and needed to be 30 minutes shorter.
Oh, get off the 30 minutes.
I can't.
I would be very disappointed if it was 30 minutes shorter. Because it was so well written. The storylines were great.
I really did like the storyline.
I mean, everyone had, even the minor characters from the first one ended up, except the one lady. I don't know why she didn't get more. The co-inventor
other
lady.
Yeah. She got, I don't, maybe her schedule didn't allow it.
Oh, how funny was it Megan said, and I don't know why, what you people do.
That wasn't Megan, that was the evil guy.
No, it was Megan when they brought her back. To whatever that little cute toy thing was, I think.
Oh.
She turns to the other two employees.
I did
and
love
like,
her.
I'm
as
not
a
sure
dumb
I know what
toy.
You do.
That was very
that
funny.
That was hilarious.
And I did wish that they had Megan in Gemma's brain for longer and had like the two of them like talking at the same time back and forth mm-hmm. for longer. Because I thought she did a great job of switching between them. You know what I'm talking
she
about?
She did.
Yeah,
right.
She was great.
Brian Williams.
Brian daughter. Williams.
What's
you
her
know,
what's her real name?
Allison
her?
Williams.
Allison Williams.
Yes.
Okay. Kudos to her. How about even the way it ends?
That with, she's back with the paperclip? Yeah, the paperclip was such
you
a
know,
lovely touch.
You know the paperclip, right?
Yes, Dad, I'm not that.
Well,
young.
I don't know.
Yes. What did it he had a name, right?
Yeah, Clippy.
That's what I was gonna say, but it didn't sound right.
The Microsoft Windows.
Word.
No, it was Windows.
No.
It was Windows. Originally, it was a Windows enhancement to have little Clippy, and then he migrated eventually. The only thing that got left of Clippy was in Word. There were like three other
Clippies.
Clippy type. I think there was like animals or something.
Ew.
This was Microsoft's way of humanizing technology. Which is also another aspect of this, humanizing technology.
Look at
so the
you.
Writer of this, I wish I did some more homework before this, because there's a lot here to dig into.
You can have an episode by yourself of just a stream of consciousness deep dive
no,
about
I need
Megan
to
2.0.
I need to find a bunch of other technology guys and gals of my era that will watch this, and we'll all talk about all the little nuances
okay, so
that we
else,
saw in there.
What else besides the
I
Knight
really,
Rider?
Again,
you have a
short-term memory issue. So I have that. There was some other ones, but I couldn't remember because I was having such a good time.
I'm so happy for you. See,
I know it's no little French noir film of yours, but this was...
I did watch a really great French film from the 1980s that was beautifully restored this week. It was fantastic. Rosa LaRose. Highly recommend.
Did it have any AI? And
no. But man, the color blue that they were able to restore on her dress. Oh, my jaw dropped when I first saw it.
Fine. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. No, I enjoyed Megan also. Megan 2, too, you know? Megan 2 as well.
I could have used a better title, I suppose.
Why are you Why does it matter?
I don't know. Just not
2.0.
Yeah, that's, you don't think so that that's cute? Overused.
Okay. You've got like 2 minutes before we get home.
What's your pitch? No, I can't. I can't. That's not my
ability. You just
want
to ruin their hard work.
Look.
You spent all this time praising the
writer.
I can
praise everything else. And then you were like... I think the writer, whoever wrote the script, did not... That was not their title. I will... I don't know who he or she is, but reach out to us. I want to know what their title was.
They might, because I think you might be the only rave review, sadly.
Oh.
I do. I am very curious why people did not... I didn't read it.
Oh, speaking of which... We walked into the theater a little late. The credits were on, so we couldn't get a good view. But there were at least half a dozen other people in the theater with us.
Sure.
When we got in there, right?
I heard some laughter throughout.
Yeah. And we both kept looking at ourselves when the jokes were going off. Like, why are we the only ones laughing in here?
People didn't like it.
Well, but then when we got up to leave, there was nobody behind us.
So are you saying that you think that's a ghost?
Did they all leave in the middle of the movie? Did they dislike it that much?
I don't know. We'll
the fact that Megan starts off... Come on, that was the best part. I questioned if I was in the right movie theater at that when the first sequence goes up.
Because
it starts off in what, like, Kazakhstan, Iran.
No.
That's right. Right, on the Turkish border with Iran.
Uh-huh.
And it's a covert op going on. I'm like, where are we? What happened to Megan?
I was worried. I was like, oh no, what have they done?
Where have they gone? They went way off the rails.
I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this. I don't need Megan to do political commentary.
And there was some of that.
And there was, and right. She did it well.
Very well done.
You know, that paperclips. Am I right? I hadn't heard about when he was talking about how if you program an AI to make a paperclip, they'll like burn, like make paperclips forever.
Yeah,
they'll burn the world down.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before, but you know.
Maybe it's.
I'm not an AI expert, that's for sure.
Maybe it's this 70s sci-fi scholar who has just watched more than you.
Absolutely. Somebody has watched definitely more than me on this because they hit all the right notes. All right, well, we've returned now.
Yes.
What do we get to rate this one out of?
Well, you loved it so much, I feel like you should pick something.
Well, paperclips.
Paperclips it is.
This is a full box of paperclips, baby.
Okay, you got to give a numerical.
I know. I'm not allowed to give it 5-0.
Nobody is stopping you.
No, I am stopping you.
I know.
It has to, this doesn't pull heartstrings enough for me and emotionally changed my outlook on the world. That's a 5-0 for me.
Okay, well, so the life of Chuck did that and you still didn't give it
right,
a 5.
Right, so this will be below that. So it'll be a 4.75. Go see it, but definitely go see the first one because I don't think you can watch this.
I don't think you need the first one.
I think you absolutely have to establish the characters and who they are because that's important to me. How about you, Tina?
It's a solid 3 for me.
3?
Yeah.
I'm going to deploy Megan to find you.
My gosh.
Good night, Tina.
Good night.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes on movieswithmydad.com or the streaming platform of your choosing. You can also send us an email at movieswithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Blue Sky at Tina Cacadellis or on Letterboxd at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at the local Lowe's. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.